I thought, well, I could make something out of those things. And I thought, well, I'll make a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I put them together, cleaned them up, and got some plywood and made a bar. And I thought, well, I'll take it home. So I brought it home, put it in that den. And I started collecting stuff and putting it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wife finally threw me out in the garage.
You got a, what do you call that thing on the back of the house here? Is that a type of porch or?
It's a patio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people have those in town?
No.
No.
It's expensive.
Pretty expensive.
No.
I
think we're probably the only ones that have one.
Yeah. You think, well, that's something I should ask when I was asking about work, what people did around here. Is the town kind of poor, you think, or?
They're all retired, retirees.
Okay.
Pensions, so stuff like that.
Fixed income.
There's, yeah. There's a few people, well, there's a lot of people that moved into the surrounding areas.
In the mountains.
They have to be, because they're crazy and look, there's not any water, but.
Yeah.
They built beautiful homes, and in the 60s, the hippies came. And they were hippies at that time, they're not now, but they all stayed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They didn't go anywhere.
Now their children are grown, and they've got beautiful homes, and they're still opinionated, but they're old opinionated people now.
The hippies are rich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't poor.
They're very wealthy people.
Yeah, that's
it. And their kids are all...
We got one here that was a roommate to the president.
The current president?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where did he go? Princeton, was it, or Yale?
Yale.
Yale.
Yeah.
They were roommates. He was just there. They had a reunion when they graduated, the last class that graduated this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Izzy went. He went.
Oh, he had
to. So, Izzy went.
So where did the old hippies come from? Just anywhere?
All over.
Really?
Well, I think mostly from the east.
Mostly from the east.
New York and... In that area.
You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of Jewish people came from the were hippies.
Really?
A lot of Jewish people.
Do you know why they came here?
There used to be a place called Drop City that was in Trinidad.
In Trinidad.
And that was very well known. And they
ran them out.
They come here and then they ran them out and they just like the quiet, I think. It'd be away from everybody.
That's a pretty area.
That's what I think. And then the first guy that sold to them, they sort of like tricked him, because I don't think he ever would have sold the land if he did. But a lawyer acted for them, and then when it came to find out who bought it, it was some of the people that came from Drop City. And it's still called Libre. It's still up
Libre.
There. It's still there.
They're still there.
What's it called?
Libre.
Libre.
How'd they use the land when they first got on it?
Oh, there's thousands of acres, isn't it?
Oh, God, they had
lots of land.
Did they build houses right away?
Domes.
There's a AAA that's up there, up way up high in the mountain.
That's the AAA.
And then they had another one that they, only one lady stayed on it now, though, because the rest of them bought her out and they started to use them.
Okay.
Some of them have left. Have you ever heard of Peter Coyote?
Yeah. He's an artist, right? He's an actor.
He's an actor.
That's he's right. From here.
Is he really?
Here.
Yeah.
And I laugh at him. Every time I see him, I laugh. Because, he's horrible.
He had half a dozen women pregnant here.
At the same time. He used to have a bone in his nose. Oh, my God. And he'd ride. He always would go through town with a covered wagon. Oh, God. He was... Oh. But he left.
Aw.
The guy had a little store down here at Fairseed and says, hey, he says, where'd you get a name like Peter Coyote? He said, well, that's my name.
No, that's not his name, the guy.
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit. Izzy,
Hummingbird.
We have Chili Cream Cheese. They give themselves cookie names.